Good morning. It is a first of what will probably be more than one winter storm of the season. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, of course, winter weather advisors in effect till 7 p.m. tonight. We're seeing varying amounts of snow depending on where you are, but the problem really is the ice mixed in and the treacherous roads, and people, for some reason, that first time they get behind the wheel in a storm, sometimes have a little problem.
You're right. I came in very early this morning. We're talking about 4 o'clock. Which I do usually, I just fly in. But this morning, you really had to be on your toes. There's some terrible accidents, a truck accident with emergency vehicles all over the Freeway 90, as we call it here. And when I got out of the house in Great Barrington, I'll tell you, it wasn't snow. It was a sort of granulated ice that was landing on the ground. And, you know, you really have to take it very, very easy. You come to a curve or you come to a hill, be careful because it can really get you.
Absolutely. Everyone be careful.
Everyone.
Some spots we're hearing about the potential for a quarter to a half inch or more of ice. So watch yourselves. Let's continue with the issue of climate, Alan. Of course, that probably one of the top stories of the year. We saw the climate talks in Paris, an agreement between 195 countries. This morning, we're hearing on the BBC about the possibility, the idea of solar panels across the Sahara Desert. And I see an article in the Times that California's Governor Jerry Brown going off the grid. He says about his potential retirement home, "Nobody likes the place but me." It has no cell service, no electricity.
Yeah, I saw that story. That's great. The one thing we do know about human capacity and science and problem solving is that when you need to, you can make a definitive change. So here we find, you know, this BBC story that we both heard this morning, not that it's happening, but that there is the potential for covering the Sahara, a good part of it, with solar panels. And that does away with this left turn we took when we started talking about nuclear solving all of our problems. But let me tell you, when you put solar panels in the desert, you better start thinking, and the idea of exporting that energy, you better talk about whose land is it going to go through, and obviously high voltage lines, very high voltage lines. So we can do it, but there will be political implications, and we see exactly what they look like. So it's going to mean countries have to work together. Would one want to bet against the major corporations who have been getting oil out of the ground, now owning the means of production for solar power, and say, okay, if that's it, you can't beat them, join them, and we'll own it all. I suspect that's what's going to happen, and we'll charge for it.
You spoke to a climate expert recently who suggested that the issue really was that the climate talks, good agreement, but what will actually happen?
Yeah, no, look, they took a tiny little step in Paris. Everybody agreed, okay, we have to do this. But that was it. And in many cases, it's up to those governments, separate governments, all those governments, to come up with their own plan. And as the old saying goes, David, the devil is in the details. Would you want to bet on the fact that everybody's going to make it happen right away when it comes to sacrificing things in their own economy or their own people's well-being? What we know now is that the Paris Accord was good because it was the first step. But we've had an awful lot of first steps that we keep hearing about.
From Paris and Ramadi in the editorial in the Times today, the importance of retaking Ramadi, the hard-fought victory shows what it will take politically and militarily to defeat the Islamic State.
Now, my bet is here, David, that the governments, the existing governments in this world, want ISIS gone. They consider them to be contemptible, and they consider them to have gone over the traipses of all humankind decency. And, you know, I don't think there's any question that they'll get rid of them. The only question is, how long will it take? What are the expenditures going to be? And whose boots are going to be on the ground in order to do it? There is this newfound political wisdom that candidates are saying, yes, we should supply and we should help, but, you know, Muslims should do this themselves, and we'll just support them. Good luck, Charlie.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Take it slow out there.
Oh, boy. No, it's really rough out there. Be careful.